Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka Police Department are currently looking for a male suspect who committed an armed robbery and fled on his bicycle this morning. The call came from the 3900 block of Broadway near the Ocean View Cemetery, though it's unclear at this time if the robbery actually occurred at that location. A white male adult brandished a knife and took cash from an unknown victim. The suspect then fled on his dark-colored bike, and he was last seen headed towards the rear of Marie Callender's. The suspect is further described as 5'8", with a thin build, and is 21 years old. He was last seen wearing a baseball cap, a black sweatshirt, and black jeans. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office are looking for a male suspect responsible for the shooting of two men in the Lamb Creek Road area in Mad River Monday afternoon. A caller reported that two men had sustained gunshot wounds, causing one man to be airlifted to a local hospital while the other man succumbed to his gunshot wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. A sheriff's deputy reported to fellow deputies already en route to the scene that he encountered a vehicle that appeared to be involved in a collision on State Route 36 near the Forest Glen area. Upon further observation, the deputy discovered that the vehicle turned out to also be involved in the shooting. Along with CHP officers, U.S. Forest Service personnel assisted deputies in searching the area for the shooter, but were unsuccessful. The suspect is between the ages of 29 and 30, and is further described as 5'8", between 160 and 175 pounds, with a dark complexion and dark short curly hair. The suspect also goes by the name of Scotty and remains at large. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and other agencies remain in the Witch Peck area as the marijuana eradication operation continues. This is a part of another increased summer focus on marijuana grows in Humboldt County, which Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said would last through September. Several different search warrants are being served in the Witch Peck area. Fish and Wildlife, the National Guard, and other agencies are on scene providing assistance as well. Street patch paving will be happening at various locations in the city of Eureka starting Wednesday morning. As PG&E contractors perform the paving and patching, 7th Street will be closed down to one lane of traffic from O to P Streets. Also affected will be Myrtle Avenue going northbound, as it will shift into a turning lane south of Beret Center. Patching will begin at 7:30 in the morning, and it's expected to be completed by 6. Motorists driving in the vicinity of the paving areas are asked to drive slowly and carefully. 26-year-old Michael Wilkes of Mississippi was booked into county jail on Monday after he was found sleeping inside one of the classrooms at Redway Elementary School Sunday morning. Wilkes was found on Monday by a citizen after he was caught Sunday morning sleeping inside one of the classrooms by a teacher. A laptop and two radios were stolen, and Wilkes was booked for burglary. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There will be 91 vacant school board seats for school districts across Humboldt County up for election in November, and residents can have the opportunity to run and fill those positions. That's over 60% of the board seats, and County Superintendent Gary Eagles explained on Monday morning's talk shop that most of the school boards generally have 2 or 3 seats available out of the usual 5, but some districts have 4 seats available.
We have a couple of districts, though, in fact, more than a couple, about half a dozen or so, that actually have 4 seats up. And you say, wow, how come 4, not just 2 or 3? Well, it's likely that in those districts that within the last few years, there has been a voluntary resignation. Somebody was appointed to fill an interim period, and that appointment was good until the next regular election.
Eagle said that 5 or 6 years ago, board positions were more stable, and he pointed to the recession as the cause of frequent changes.
When we went through that very deep recession, it created some very difficult decisions on the part of school districts, boards of education, because people don't run for school boards to cut programs. They run to support kids. But when you have the state fiscal situation that we had, which directly bears on local district finances, there had to be a lot of reductions.
If you are interested in running for a vacant seat, you can find more information on the County Office of Education's website. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.